Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us in just a moment.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
The newsletter, the Daily Livestock Report, is saying that the hog industry is in turmoil right now because of the number of plants that are being shut down. Indiana getting hit really hard. They've lost probably half of their slaughter capacity in the last few days. The beef industry, not as big of a problem right now, but still we're down significantly on overall slaughter capacity, down probably 25-30% at this moment. Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center says, unfortunately, things could get worse before they get better.
I think it depends on how many plants you have closed at the same time and the ability to shift around that slaughter depending on what region you're in. We look at this last week was estimated beef slaughter to be down 28% below a year ago. That's a pretty significant drop, and I would expect fed cattle prices could move lower based on that. But a lot of the adjustment you can see week by week has depended on how many cattle are in the market. You know, when buyers are coming, it depends on when that delivery point is and what their schedule looks like. And unfortunately, all those things are still relatively uncertain. If you're trying to buy cattle 2 weeks from now, we've seen how quickly things can change if all of a sudden your plant has an extreme amount of cases that force closures or force absenteeism in the plant. That can still really affect those markets. And so I think there's a great deal of uncertainty, and there could potentially be some further price implications. Now, coronavirus positive cases are still rolling through the Midwest. And until we get through some of those peak numbers known and regionally we deal with all of these health situations, we're still in for probably some volatile prices and the potential for further price decline, unfortunately, in the fed cattle industry.
And Caitlin McCulloch says that feedlots are really trying to juggle the number of cattle that are ready for market right now, as the unknown is exactly when they'll have somebody to buy those cattle when they are ready.
I think cattle feeders are probably going to back up cattle to some extent. You know, we've moved our average weights up based on our forecast to represent that situation. The last 2 months, February and March, showed some aggressive marketing on the cattle feeding side, possibly in part because of some solid hedging risk management strategies that were put in place when those cattle entered the feedlot. But also, I think there was a little bit of trying to get ahead of this, although probably you weren't able to put yourself in what you would consider a great position. What we're seeing in the latest cattle on feed report, we still saw aggressive marketings. They were up 13%, but our placement number was well below a year ago. And that really represents the numbers that we're seeing on the futures board, the uncertainty around what beef demand and fed cattle demand from the packers will be moving forward. And there's really not a lot of risk management opportunities where you can hedge to the point of making a profit on the animals that are going to be placed today. And that's very reflective of the last two cattle on feed reports. March showed placements were down 23% below a year ago. That's the smallest number we've seen since 1996. And 1996 was the first year this monthly cattle on feed report started to be released. So we're going all the way back in the history books. We're not seeing numbers this small. And so it's a pretty big change. But what that means is when these cattle would come out, you're not going to have the supplies that you would have quote unquote normally seen. And so I think we're going to have a lot of heavier placements coming out of this summer when you look at those cattle on feed reports based on what we're hearing from producers.
What it all seems to mean is that for the immediate future, spotty supplies available at the retail level because of COVID-19 difficulties. That's basically signaling back to producers to put fewer cattle into the feedlots, and that'll cause tight supplies of beef later in the summer once we get our packing capacity back up. Should mean higher prices then for cattle. Right now, though, cattle producers are getting hammered hard with these low prices. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fall bred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.